The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We expect to be here all day. Got a couple more people coming for the U.S. game, so we've staked out our spot, and hopefully I don't have too many drinks and can walk out of here.
That probably was heard across America, and boy, what a great match it turned out to be. Team USA knocking off Ghana 2-1. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we'll have highlights and discussion on what to look for the next time out for Team USA. Who's next and what's going on with the World Cup? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some of the happier things that we're going to talk about this hour. Depressing is the wave of humanity crossing our southern border. 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 15-year-olds that have a look in their eye of being frightened. And why? Because they've traveled from Central America, Honduras, El Salvador, South America, wherever they have come from, and they find themselves in a situation where they hope their luck doesn't run out. And I cannot believe that we are not doing something about the flow that is pouring in to the United States. Because it's impossible to seal at this point. They can't build a fence in the center of the river. And we're talking about not the crossing in Tijuana, not even Juarez and El Paso. We're talking about the sparse areas right around the Rio Grande, in the Rio Grande Valley, where hundreds and hundreds of people are coming through, just pouring in, creating massive problems. How do we improve it? What do we do? The bureaucrats in Washington have to wake up. They have to listen to the people who live in that area. They have to listen to the people who are dealing with the massive flow of unaccompanied children that has the Border Patrol completely knocked on its heels. It's so high they can barely cope. I said the staggering figure before, but I'm going to say it again. From last October to the end of May, 162,000 people from countries other than Mexico came into the United States across that southern border. Do you know that's a 100% increase from the previous year? Why can't we be saying it's a 100% increase from the previous year when we're talking about our GDP? Or when we're talking about knocking down truly unemployment? No, we're talking about a fantastic number that's negative. Kids by themselves, a huge problem for the Border Patrol. They can't send them back right away. They can't be left alone. They're supposed to go to the Department of Health and Human Services, but the number of kids makes that impossible. So they just hang around until they figure out what to do. So depressing. What would you do? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to our pal Jack down under. Hi, Jack.
Okay, I'm on the verge of changing my name to Joaquim Alejandro and booking a place in a tanning bed.
Yeah, because you have tried forever through lawyers, through the legal means to get to the United States.
I can't do the sort of talk radio that I'd like to do in Australia because there are laws against it. Biologically, I'm part American. My biological grandfather was part of the greatest generation who fought in the Pacific. which is, you know, a fairly recent revelation. We only found that out a couple of years ago. But, you know, the fact that, you know, I want to come and open a business and employ Americans and make products in the United States, not just radio. The obstacles are just getting higher and larger. And then I see what's going on here. And I think I have screamed at the top of my lungs every FCC unfriendly word out there, because I see this and it's just so infuriating. You know, I grew up believing that the United States was built on the rule of law and the equal application of the rule of law. Now, you know, okay, I've bounced backwards and forwards from the United States between 2009 and now. And, you know, if I overstay my visa, I get locked up and I get deported. Out of the 60 or 70,000 illegals that Mr. Obama released with that illegal stroke of a pen, how many of those were Australians that overstayed their visa? I think I got a better chance of winning, you know, the next Mega Millions than finding so much as one non-Latino that was released in that mass exodus. You know, we've got the American government spending $1 million a day on Mexican media promoting what welfare benefits you can sign up for when you cross into the country illegally. We've got documentary proof that other nations are saying, hey, we'll help you get to the border. Go to America, then bring your family. It takes care of the problems down in those countries. You know, it's just absolutely criminal. And I think the founding fathers would be spinning like tops in their graves to see what's going on at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's outrageous. It's you know, listen, this is not a new problem. It's worse, but it's gotten worse. With the stroke of a pen, as you said, Jack, did they realize the surge and how this was going to slam into Texas, how this was going to affect other people who have been told, by the way, to shut their mouths and not talk to the media? Give me a break. It's terrible.
Well, quite frankly, Kate, any CBP agent that has followed that order, I think needs to resign for violating their oath. They took an oath to do this particular job, you know, and uphold the laws of the United States. And, you know, in the military, you are not legally required to follow an illegal order. You know, and this is obviously, it's so obvious that it is an illegal order. And the fact that they're standing down just, you know, disturbs me. You know, I looked at some of the video that was being shot on, by correspondents for your sister program, the Alex Jones program, earlier today. And, you know, you see children doing gang signs that are like 9 and 10 years old. There was some video that they shot out front of a Pentecostal or evangelical church. And there were these kids getting off the buses that the churches had sent down to the border. And they're doing MS-13 stick hand signs as they're getting off the bus.
Wow, Jack, is incredible. It's insane. It is insane, Jack. I tell you, thanks for sharing. I agree. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what we're seeing, and I think it's going to get worse. Put on your hats. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255.
1-800-721-4255. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head
coming up
spinning.
In our next segment here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You're going to love it. Our pal Justin Danhof is back. I'd love to just be a fly on the wall every time he goes to these shareholder meetings. Because he has meet with him, they do research, and he's an attorney, and he goes into the shareholder meetings and asks the right question. I mean, he's not like a Howard Stern screaming things out. He digs up information and confronts whoever it is with the tough question. And he did that to the head of CNN talking about liberal media bias. You know, that elusive liberal media bias that a lot of people say, oh, that's baloney, that doesn't exist. Well, actually, even among Democrats, in recent surveys, they've been talking about the slant of media. And media is very different than it once was. And part of that may be also the way some people are getting initially their information. So he talks about confronting the CEO of CNN, and the shareholders went wild. The shareholders loved it. Because CNN has a problem. The problem is they have to get ratings, and their ratings have been down. And I think part of that is lack of consistency. I mean, for goodness sake, how many people do they flop up into some of these shows? So-and-so has a new show, then this person has a show. And I believe that people like some consistency. In a world where everything is often out of your control, chaotic, there is one thing that you can be comforted by, it's hearing or seeing the same things, right? The routines. That's why some of us really crave routines. Some of us are repelled by routines. But I think mostly we fall into that middle where you like the certain routines. And CNN doesn't have that. I think that's part of their problem. But also, some of the stories and the way they cover them and then decide not to cover them, and then you find out what the scoop is behind that. So wait till you hear what Justin Danhof did and what he has to say about that. And at the tail end of the show, I mentioned this already, the U.S. defeated Ghana in the World Cup opener. People who don't like soccer were paying attention to what was going on in this opener and probably will watch the USA all the way through. I mentioned, sadly, the Border Patrol overworked, underappreciated, and really sick of it. I think a lot of these Border Patrol agents who don't know what to do because they're overwhelmed by how many people are coming over the border. So while that's happening, the president announces 275 U.S. troops not going to the border. They're going to be sent to Iraq to protect the American embassy in Baghdad days after saying, no, we're not going to put any boots on the ground. I mean, it does count. That amount counts. So they're equipped for combat. They're being sent there. And this is just 2 days after saying no American soldiers would be deployed to that country. In a letter to Congress, so here we go again, the president said American troops are going to go to Iraq only 3 years after they left, and their deployment began on Sunday. The only purpose, in what it said in this letter, is to protect U.S. personnel and the embassy in Baghdad and not to join the fighting that's outside the Iraqi capital. Wow, there could be some awkwardness in that. There are already 160 troops in Iraq, 50 Marines, 100 Army soldiers. Some of those soldiers have just gotten there. And because of what he signed, this authorization that he outlined, the U.S. is going to put another 100 soldiers in a nearby third country where they could be in reserve if they needed to be called up. So that means we do have troops that are going there, that are needed, that are in reserve. That sounds so funny. I'm in reserve. And the embassy is open. It's open. Think of ISIS and what they're doing. I mean, it's the unfair fight that they have now thrown on the Iraqi people. And how many people are trying to stop that? You'd be surprised, because what's happened is you have a lot in the military who see their friends being beheaded and the horrible things that have happened, and they want no part of that. So what do? Get rid of their uniform, drop their gun, get out of their tank, and run. Run through the desert if I have to, but I don't want my head on a stake. So, yeah, there's that problem of equipment that's disappearing on us. Pretty bad stuff, pretty nasty stuff. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Monday he's not ruling out potential U.S.-Iranian military actions to stem the advance of Sunni extremists, is what he says. To stem the advance of them. He also said that U.S. drone strikes may be an option. Well, I think already that's an option that's being heavily discussed. So if John Kerry doesn't know that, he is late to the party, my friends. Because this is what Iraq wanted in the first place. The U.S. to bomb. Knowing they could smoke out, kill more of the bad guys that way than the other way. Whew. Crazy. It's crazy what's happening. It's crazy how it's being handled. And here we go again with little or no time for Washington to decide. Meaning Congress, the people who make the laws. Okay, here we go again. And if they do this airstrike, and they do knock off some of the bad guys because they're threatening the government of the president, Nouri al-Maliki, one can only hope that that would happen, and we wouldn't see that this option would turn into a disaster like it has in the past. There is always that potential for that to happen. always that potential. Because remember, in addition to the USS George H.W. Bush, the aircraft carrier, the U.S. Navy has moved the amphibious transport dock ship, the USS Mesa Verde, into the Persian Gulf. So we're ready. If it comes down to that and we have to make a move, we've got the move. But let's hope it doesn't come down to that. I think we are so war weary. It doesn't take a genius to crunch some of these numbers. Just ask the people in your life, and that'll give you a rough idea of how bad it is. I mean, the carnage. The carnage is awful. And the eeny, meeny, miny, mo deciding on who they're going to pick off. Whew. So diplomatic approach, aggressive approach when it comes to foreign policy, is a tougher line better, or is a softer line better? I think they're going with the softer line, folks. For those of you who say hammer, hammer, hammer them, I think it's the softer route they're actually picking. Iran has sent 2,000 men from its paramilitary force into the Iraq area, country, to beef up defense around Baghdad and to try to turn back the ISIS advancement that has really been planned out now for much longer than I think they intended. But it happened, and it rolls on. CBS News, by the way, is reporting that the leader of the Quds Force, a special forces unit of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, is in Baghdad with his firefighters to help fight the Iraqi government to coordinate its military response. Is the clearest way to try to explain that. Hold on to your hats. Buckle your seatbelt. Because this could be what's coming to your neighborhood really, really soon. And how did this get messed up? How did those numbers start to get out there as to who wanted what money and who was getting the money? I find that part very, very strange. Justin Danhof, Around the Bend.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
America Tonight. We talk about this all the time, and a lot of you send me emails or call, and you'll throw this out about CNN or someone else that you think has some other media that you think has incredible liberal bias. And I just found something out. I was digging through polls, and almost every year, at least from 2001 through 2013, Gallup polls Americans, adults anyway, on this question. Now, thinking about for a moment the news media in general, do you think the news media is too liberal, just about right, or too conservative? Every year, the number of Americans saying the media is too liberal has outnumbered those seeing a pro-conservative bias, which, I don't know, may surprise some people or not at all. Probably not most of you that have called in, even a lot of you that are Democrats. They say by a 3-to-1 margin, and Gallup has also found that while a large majority of Democrats say they had trust and confidence in the media, a similarly large percentage of Republicans express pretty much no trust or little trust in the media. And there's more statistics that I can tell you that would just blow you away. But just one quick one, because we've got a great guest in our virtual green room. In September 2013, three times as many Americans, like I said that the media are too liberal. 46% more than said the media are too conservative, which was at 13%. So, in that green room, he's been on the show many times, Justin Danhof, General Counsel and Director of the National Center for Public Policy Research's Free Enterprise Project. He joins us because wait till you hear what he did. He was on the move again. He was at the Time Warner shareholder meeting. And guess what happened? He decided he would question the chairman and CEO about CNN and the liberal bias. So, Justin, thanks for coming on. And what was the response when you threw out the question?
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's always a pleasure. And I'll start with one more statistic for you since we're doing polls and putting out numbers. In the run-up to the 2012 election, Americans who said they trusted the media strongly was actually less than the number that said they trusted Congress. So let's put that in perspective. You know,
wow.
The media, the mainstream media was trusted less than Congress. 6% to 9%, none of them batting, you know, very well to start with. But I digress. So back to CNN, Time Warner, the shareholder meeting. What I presented to Jeffrey Buchs, the CEO of Time Warner, is what I presented to a lot of media companies. And that's also simple polling, and it also comes from Gallup, where we've got 40% of Americans annually saying that they're conservative, self-identifying as conservative, 40% self-identifying as independent, and only 20% identifying as liberal. And then I presented the clear facts that any thinking person can see that CNN only really skews to their audience of that 20%, right? They have liberal hosts that are, you know, directed by liberal producers 24/7, essentially, with maybe the exception of once in a while of a host like Jake Tapper, who can come in and actually question both sides. But by and large, they run left-wing programming nearly 24/7 at CNN. This was backed up 2 weeks ago when they hired a brand new political director, a guy by the name of David Chalian. So it just happened to be the week before I'm at the shareholder meeting, they appoint their new political director. Well, you may scratch your head and go, David Chalian, that name sounds familiar. Well, it should, because during the 2012 Republican National Convention, he was the guy who was the head Yahoo political reporter who was caught on a hot mic saying that the GOP was happy to have a party while black people were drowning, because that's when Hurricane Isaac was coming at the coast. And he was immediately fired from Yahoo for those comments once they became public. But CNN swooped him up, and now he's been elevated to direct all of the political reporting from CNN. So how unbiased could this guy possibly be? That and amongst many other examples I presented Jeffrey Buchs, the CEO of Time Warner, with, and I said, look, let's do two things here today, Mr. Buchs. Let's first admit that CNN has a pro-liberal bias, right? I don't think there's any, you know, there's any sense in continuing to deny it when it's so clear to the American people and the public. And second, let's start working towards a solution. Well, unfortunately, we never got past step one because Buchs sat there straight-faced and denied that there's any bias whatsoever at CNN, claimed that they play it straight down the middle, that they work to get stories accurate, clear, and completely unbiased. And, I mean, he said this with a straight face, Kate. I'm not kidding.
So you're explaining that. You said he was sat there straight face and denied, and pick it up from there. What happened after that?
Yeah, so I reiterated my point because he backed up and he said, you know, what do you want me to do here today? And I said, I want you to fix the problem. I want you to fix the problem because when you're only catering to 20% of the American public, you're automatically stubbing your toe. When you turn off 80% of your audience, you turn off 80% of your potential revenue and profit. And that's actually when not all, but a large majority of the shareholders in the room actually stood and applauded. Because, you know, they realize the fact that the network's bias is actually hurting the bottom line because the May ratings have since come out, and guess where CNN fell? They fell all the way below MSNBC, which has been the bottom dweller of the big three cable news networks for quite some time. And what was very interesting, too, is before the question and answer session, CEO Buchs gave a presentation regarding the company as a whole. And, of course, Time Warner is very large. They, you know, they make a lot of movies, make a lot of TV shows, but they also own TNT and TBS and the CW on cable. And so he gave a presentation about how well the cable companies or the cable networks were doing in different demographics. they talked about TNT, the CW, and TBS, and gave great raving reviews. And when he himself got to CNN, he said, well, basically, we're trying to do better. And, you know, we've got to figure out a way to get the audience to tune in when there's not breaking news. And so they recognize that there's a problem with CNN, but they refuse to recognize that that problem is that they're only catering to a very small percentage of the American public. And until they realize that's their problem, they're not going to be able to fix it, and their ratings aren't going to change.
Yeah, so what do you chalk this up to? The politics of the whole thing? Or, you know, because the needle, as you said, I gave some statistics, and your statistic was pretty shocking. And, you know, this is what we keep hearing. So it's not just fear-mongering. It's not nonsense throwing it out. There's hardcore polls that show this, and they're not all Fox polls. If somebody wants to shoot back and say, well, that's a Fox poll, you know, because there's always that, oh, well, Fox slants the other way. So I think there is something to this, and certainly you've seen it, and that's why you asked the question.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to it, and, you know, you mentioned Pew earlier. Pew also recently came out with their, you know, trust in the media poll, which obviously broke down the demographics that you spoke to, but it also listed Fox News as the most trusted news source, and CNN was way down the list. And so I think that slowly you're going to start seeing change, because only so long can the movie side, so for example, so the big media companies that have the big bias, right? We've got MSNBC, they're controlled by Comcast. We've got CNN, they're controlled by Time Warner. Only so long does the, you know, actual cable operations of Comcast want to fill in for the losses of MSNBC because they bleed money over there. Only so long does the movie-making branch of Time Warner want to fill in for the losses that are created at CNN. So I think that's what you're going to start seeing one of two things. You're going to see divisions in companies, right, where CNN is just splintered off and sold away, because it's been a losing branch for a while of a big, larger company. You're going to see MSNBC splintered off and sold away because it's been a losing branch of a larger company, because the success of the other parts of the company have been able to hide it. So I think that's one possibility. And the other possibility is replacing the heads of a certain division with somebody who has a little bit of objectivity, because, listen, if I'm in the news business right now, I mean, there's no other way to say it. I'm going to Fox and trying to steal their number two, number three, and number four guy and bring them over to my news network. Yep. And try and replicate that and make money for my shareholders, because they've obviously got a model that is winning and successful, and their model's been losing for some time. And I think that the shareholders' reaction at the meeting that I just had this year, I've also been to Disney's meeting, which runs ABC, and CBS's meeting, and gotten a lot similar reaction from shareholders. I think that the timing is right. And, you know, is change going to happen tomorrow night? Of course not. But, you know, we're going to keep battling at the National Center, and hopefully we can cause some change sooner rather than later, because the American public wants it and the shareholders want it. And I think that's more important than just us wanting it and us bringing it to everyone's attention.
Yeah, and at this shareholder meeting, the audience applauded, right?
Oh, yeah, this was one of the best receptions I've ever received at a shareholder meeting. After the meeting, even, you know, they applauded during the question. There was over a dozen questions. I was the only one that the audience stood up and clapped for. And then after the meeting, I had droves of people coming and thanking me, getting information about our organization, and I told them all, hey, you can support us, you can thank me, but you guys need to let the CEO know personally how you feel as well. I thank you for applauding, but, you know, write, email, call, do whatever. Get the word out that, you know, a lot of us feel the same way, and we're sick and tired of a quote-unquote news network advocating for one political party and one political ideology.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Justin Danhoff. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great one.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A huge win for Team USA. Go USA. If you missed it, boy, you missed a hunk of history as the American men win in World Cup 2-1 over Ghana. What a test of survival. I love the headline I read, a test of survival in group of death. And that's what it probably felt like. There were some crazy, crazy moments in the game. And Jurgen Klinsmann should be very proud of the way his players came together and what they were able to do defensively and what they had to do offensively to stay alive and make it happen and pick up those 3 points. Matt, I know you were pretty jacked up like I was about this meeting and the first one out of the gate for the American guys, but I didn't expect to see those little pieces of history that we saw. Did you expect that?
No, I mean, they bookended it with, you know, the 30-second goal and then the fastest goal in U.S. history. And then the tiebreaker at the end there, which I kind of felt like maybe we could get one late. I've seen it happen lots of times before for some reason. I mean, is a fan of the U.S. national team, they seem to always kind of claw back and get a goal, whether it's, you know, Landon Donovan, who's obviously not playing anymore, but he's had a couple. The U.S. always seems to kind of just pull through and get a goal in the last second to kind of break the ice and break the hearts of the other team, and that's exactly what happened there. So, but I think the most shocking thing is the U.S. has never really started that well. In fact, in the World Cup history, they usually give up a goal first before anything, so getting one right away was very surprising.
Yeah, the sixth fastest goal in the history of World Cup. How about that? And
yeah,
that was Clint Dempsey that did that.
Yep, that's the captain. And then also you had John Brooks, who's the sub that comes in for we had an injured center back. He comes in first game ever playing in World Cup, and in the fifth game ever he's played for the U.S. He's a German-American, and he's the first U.S. player ever to score in a World Cup off the bench.
Yeah, Altidore went down in the 23rd minute, and it was a crazy thing, a hamstring thing, a non-contact strain, actually. And so what happened, somebody else has to come in, as you said, and it was amazing to see this. It was amazing to see this match. You know, Ghana actually held almost 60% of the possession in the match, and they lost this. And they really, the United States was a little bit of an underdog in this one, heading into it. So, you know, it's not a shock or, well, it's huge that they won, but it wasn't surprising that Ghana was being so aggressive and doing so well and looking like, oh no, are we going to be able to hang on for this? So this was a huge win for the men. And now, as Matt also knows, Matt, coming up on Sunday, Portugal is the next meeting, 6 o'clock Eastern, and this is going to be pretty tough for the American men.
Yeah, definitely. They got a little bit of a break, though, because Ronaldo is not fully healthy, and then Pepe, who is probably their best defenseman, he was a little stupid today and got a red card for kind of playfully headbutting. It wasn't a straight headbutt, but he kind of, I don't know, it more of like a put his forehead on another player while he's standing over him. He got a red card. He's going to be suspended for a game. So that helps out the U.S. Also, I mean, in sports, it tends to work either against you or in your favor when the team that you're playing got drilled the game before. Sometimes if you come out, you get a goal right away, then their heart's not going to be in it. They might just pack it in. However, they could be that, you know, sleeping bear where they got poked the game before because they lost 4-0 to Germany, and they have to score a bunch of goals because the tiebreakers in soccer are in the group play are all goal differential, and they're 4 down right now. So, I mean, they might just come out firing. You never know.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch it for sure. And I love the way Americans come together because the World Cup does do that for sure. You saw that there, and maybe you didn't see, but there were people that were gathered under the Brooklyn Bridge. They had a big TV screen there. They had one set up in Grant Park in Chicago. And they had them set up in San Francisco and other parks and squares. And I think that's really, really cool. It's that sense of community. And that's what it is. There's something about the World Cup, the competition, that really, really brings people together. And it was very cool to watch this game and to see what other people were doing. And there were some other players that would get game balls if I were handing them out. Clint Dempsey was certainly the man of the moment with his first minute goal. But Jermaine Jones, who was the midfielder for Team USA, every time I'm watching, he's doing something incredible, doing something to help, doing something to try to help them hang on, and they did. And that's exactly what I thought was so wonderful about this match, that you had, I'm not going to say underdogs because they made the team, but you had some of the more unlikely people who did eke onto the team stepped up in a very, very big way, and I think Sunday is going to be a lot of fun. And I know some of you are watching because haven't gotten this much mail about sports, I think, the entire time that I've been on the air. So many of you were excited to watch, and it's because of that American pride thing. And like I said, with all of the nonsense we're talking about, the craziness at the borders, what's happening to the veterans and the long lines and what are we doing about it, and other things that are going on that are really infuriating us in this country. This is a nice break to see Americans come together to just enjoy and to watch and see what the team is able to do. And the fact that they pulled it out the way they did, bravo, big time bravo. And speaking of bravo, a quick note here to the Los Angeles Kings, who held their parade, second Stanley Cup in 3 years. It had been a drought for the Kings. They hadn't won a title in their first 43 years, but now here they've got another title, another banner to put up in the rafters in Los Angeles, and this is big for the Kings and their fans. So the whole Stanley Cup thing, the rally at the arena celebrating, they think about 300,000 people line the streets on a great day in Los Angeles. Figueroa is where they went up and down. If you've gone to the LAX airport, you've been down Figueroa Street. And the Kings rode 9 double-decker buses and a flatbed truck about a mile to the Staples Center where they play, and it was really a cool thing to see. So good for the Los Angeles Kings, because with some of the young players they have, they'll probably be contenders for the next several years to come. A big, 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 big moment for them. In the meantime, the San Antonio Spurs are waiting for their big moments, and they did get their big moment when they knocked off the Heat and claimed the Stanley Cup, or Stanley Cup claimed the NBA championship. It would be something if they claimed the Stanley Cup. We'll leave that with the Kings. And really excited the basketball fans in San Antonio, because now this is their fifth championship. And the core of this team, they're calling them the old men on the floor. I think LeBron James was stunned by what happened to his team. I don't think they were, I really think they thought they were going to bounce back, especially after a split, and not expecting that they were going to lose, and they did. Losing that final game, in fact, 104-87, so they were pretty much partying along the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Another victory and no three-peat for the Heat. A dominant, dominant run, as they had done throughout most of this playoffs. And you can bet, like I said, I think they're going to be celebrating for weeks, actually, in San Antonio. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.